Hey guys, welcome to the official Wasted podcast for the YouTube channel Wasted Life. Today we're going to be talking about everything about Halo Reach, and that's including the achievements that come boxed with it. Also, because there are some PS3 players out there, we're going to be talking about Castle Crashers, which is coming to the PSN shortly soon.
Yay. I think
August. And also the iPod Touch multi-touch is coming to the PSP too. Also, Battlefield has another VIP pack. This is the sixth one, and it comes with nothing, as per usual. Joining me today is the unforgettable and most unloved love child brought up by apes, Stiff Poo.
I do believe that there were chimpanzees, not apes. Yes, they're commonly,
mistaken.
Misthought to be apes, but they're actually chimpanzees.
They're still butt ugly. Also joining me on the couch is the captain of the Insanian Army, the lovely Insane Zazmora.
Hey guys.
And me, Mr. X Tactical. Okay, so first things first, how's you guys been?
Well,
Tim, go ahead.
Yeah, I've just had, one of those winter colds lately, and I'm just coming out of it, so it should be alright. I just pre-ordered Halo Reach. I'm going to get this right. The bloody limited edition. So, I just get stuff with it. I'm possibly going to the midnight launch, which should be pretty good.
And, I really wish I could go to a midnight launch or something.
Yeah.
It would be
but
so good.
But since there's nothing of that caliber coming out.
The problem with you play the game for like an hour, and then you wake up the next day like at 4 in the morning, at 4 in the afternoon, so there's like, you've wasted like your whole day sleeping.
Hey, but it was worth it. Come on,
yeah.
I can see what you're saying there, Jade, but not doesn't happen. People just do not do that kind of shit.
Yeah, they just stay up all night just playing the same game. I do that as well. Zaz, what about you?
I have a friend of mine who's gone on a trip to Europe, so I've gotten 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 games
Holy
from him.
Shit.
Yep, so I'm just fucking around in those, like, constantly, so I'm, like, raped for games. I've currently just hit up Mag and working on that for the moment, and other than that, nothing else.
Cool. And me, myself, I have been doing nothing but bouncing around my room, hoping that Reach will come out when it comes out. And in my room I have a calendar crossing out the days when Reach comes out, because it's gonna be the best game that's ever
gonna
come out.
You're
gonna
be
out,
so
like,
disappointed.
No joke, it's
gonna
be
so
awesome. On that topic, we're gonna be talking about Reach. So, just a quick rundown of what Halo Reach is coming with. This is just the normal edition. So, the campaign, we're going to talk about that first. What's new? What's the same? What's new? Tim?
Obviously, there's Forge, which is going to be a big part of the game, I think. I think Bungie is doing well by actually listening to the community, you know? Like, a lot of games just let it pass by and they
Call
don't
of
think
Duty.
Much. Ha! Yep. Anyway, but because, I mean, I got into Forge a little bit, and I think I made a few cool maps myself.
But wasn't it
now
just
yeah,
so
you had,
frustrating? Like,
you had some great maps, dude.
Yeah.
You had to glitch it, and you had to screw around with it like a good two
like,
hours
this
to create
is
like a
yeah,
boss.
Yeah, but now, guys, but in Forge 2.0, there's none of that.
Yeah,
I
know, you can phase things into each other, and like you
That's
can
what
create.
I'm saying.
I reckon,
actually
I honestly reckon Forge
community.
2.
And the great thing about it is that you can actually like set coordinates, so if you have like a fucked up hand with like arthritis and you twitch all over the place, you can actually set coordinates in the options so that
I think
want
that's
it at
Parkinson's, but yeah.
Oh, sorry, Parkinson's.
Too much mother
yeah.
for some of these kids playing fucking games like
energy
that.
Energy drinks.
No, what's the one that makes you shake? That is arthritis.
No, it's Parkinson's that makes you shake.
Is that Parkinson's? Oh, okay.
We died.
Anyway, so yeah, it actually has coordinates on it, so you can actually set the X and Y axes and the Z axes.
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool with that.
So that's pretty awesome. So you can get, like, fine-tuning.
I I also believe there's a duplicate function, which if you want, so for example, a wall that's dead straight, you can just duplicate the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, that is true. Unfortunately, that'd there is still no Control Z button in the game, which is really unfortunate. But I guess you won't need it with all new functions, that sort of shit.
Yeah, because you just won't fuck shit up.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
Campaign. We'll briefly talk about it, because we don't know much.
Campaign,
but
it's going to be the book. It's just going to be the book. In my eyes, it's going to be the book.
It's going to be exactly like the book. It's going to be from day one, it's going to be, oh, look, we're dying. Oh, God, please help us. La, 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 la. And then at the end.
Just a question. Has anyone actually read the book?
Huh?
Has anyone read it?
Yeah, I've read it.
Is it good?
Yes.
I have
and
not read it.
Oh my god, when I watched the trailer and Dr. Halsey said those lines in the book, I seriously jizzed my pants. It was like, oh my god!
That's gross. I've never ever jizzed my pants in any game, apart from Bayonetta, which doesn't really count.
Dude, her legs are like three times bigger than her body.
Yeah, like, she doesn't need those kind of legs, man. But who gives
like
a shit?
She's like Mrs. Fantastic.
Doesn't matter, I still want them wrapped around me. That shit is hot. Anyway, yeah.
Ooh, what a topic.
What?
Yeah.
What did you say?
This is so off topic, my god.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, anyway. Right, back to the thing.
Campaign.
If I do get it, I am so looking forward to the firefight mode.
Firefight.
For some reason, I can't say firefight any other way, because it just sounds
protect
cool when you
the
go,
base.
Fire,
fire, fight.
Fire, fight.
Round
yeah.
start, wave one.
It sounds
so yeah, with campaign, there's now... got matchmaking, so it's going to be pretty much exactly like Gears of War, where like you jump in, you're playing, and then you go, oh god, I would really like a friend to play with me. Oh look, he joined. Blah 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 blah. It's not going to. It's not going to
be
wait.
Joining.
You can still do the whole like wait and lobby thing, but it's yeah. So it's going to have matchmaking, and you don't have to play with your friends, which is awesome.
Yeah, if someone's looking for a random game, go ahead and join one. But hey, I'm not going to because I don't have a. Don't really play my Xbox anymore.
So yeah, with Firefight, we're also I think they're also doing matchmaking, so you don't have to again play with your friends.
Fire.
That's it. That said, you don't have to. So you don't have to play with your friends. There's also you can still play with your friends and then just invite people into it, if that makes sense.
It's just gonna keep the game flowing a lot more. Like you don't have to stop and start at every wave.
And not only that, but with campaign, you know how, like, in Halo, it's like, oh, God, he left. Oh, end of campaign. It's not
yeah,
like that.
That.
Anymore,
yeah, that was
it's
pretty
not
shitty.
Like that. Like, it's not like, oh, look, we're just at the end of getting Diablo.
Oh, Mr. I'm going to leave because when we're all going for
the
freaking
Deja
Vu trophy.
Yeah, Deja Vu, that's it, yeah.
It's fuck you so much, man. That was BS.
Dude,
left
it's
just, like,
the Deja
times.
Vu
achievement.
Yeah, not trophy.
Yeah, whatever. Who gives a shit? I'm calling them trophies now because they're pretty much the exact same shit.
No, they're not. Achievements give you game
a
score. Trophies give you nothing.
No, they give you actually. They give you
a
number.
Little pretty color and a number. Whoop de fucking do.
No, they actually give you. They actually give you a percentage
let's,
of your
let's,
games.
Let's
which you're
not
platinum,
go into
whatever.
A little more about trophies and achievements.
Yeah, okay.
Oh man, I really wanted to.
But they're fun. Yeah, let's just put this out there. They're fun to go for, even if they fucking suck. Speaking of, let's move this one into the fuck you achievement
yes,
of the week.
Yes, fuck you achievement of the week. Oh my god. Okay. So basically, if any of you guys have played Halo 3, you should know that the like campaign achievements were finish it on normal, finish it on medium. Oh, not medium. Heroic, and then finish it on legendary.
Legendary.
But in Halo
easy
Reach,
is for pussies who dickheads.
In Halo Reach, there's something a little bit more than that. So they've still got the normal, heroic, and legendary difficulty achievements. But as well with that, they've also got this thing called a monument to all your sins. Which, you guessed it, play every single mission in Halo Reach alone and complete them on legendary. So that's from start to finish. So you can't actually stop the game.
Oh, no, you can. I'm believing you can save and pause it.
You can't. You can't. I've actually looked it up.
That just forces people to sit down there for 8 hours.
I know, you're going to crap your pants. Like, oh my god.
I doubt that would
no, okay,
I
you can pause it. Easily could pause
you
it.
You can pause it, but you can't, like, get out of it. You have to be playing campaign for, like, 8 hours straight.
Or however long the campaign is, because someone could speedrun it. It wouldn't be that hard.
On
if
legendary,
you know the game and...
How the fuck
okay,
is
you know,
to
okay, no, no. If you know the game...
Legendary
if,
is, like,
okay,
four
if you know the game and everything
veteran.
Well enough... Look, if you know your games and everything like that, you can just speedrun it. If you do it, so people can play it once on Legendary to get that achievement.
Actually,
you know what?
That's true.
Because
like I
it.
Found that Halo 3 was easy as hell on Legendary. But that said, I never did it by myself.
Yeah, I actually did Legendary by myself. I did the only level I did with a buddy was Cortana, because we would keep dying and we would have one person run in and clear out everybody, and then the other person just respawning the other guy.
Did any of you guys?
That's
do
how we
the,
played it.
Talking about achievements, did any of you guys do the final? What's the one on Halo 3? The actual campaign. The Vidmaster. Oh, please remind me.
Deja vu.
The one where you have to do the last level in the Ghost?
Yeah, the last level in the Ghost. What's it called?
Yeah, I did that one, except it took me like 8 tries because someone kept fucking leaving.
Disconnecting.
You! Oh. It was you, doofus. It was you
it was not
three
me.
Times in a row.
Okay, it was once. And that one time.
You did it 3 times in a row, and then we're like, fuck you, man. We cannot have you anymore.
Two of them was me disconnecting. The other time was me, falling off, and it got a checkpoint just before I died, so I was like in mid-flight. So.
Oh yeah, that's right. So, we had to restart.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
was
we
the
had to
worst.
Restart because I was like kept on dying after each checkpoint. So,
oh, so
I think it's safe to say that I had the biggest stuff up for that achievement.
Oh yeah.
I was doing it with some buddies. I already had the achievement. Even I was trying hard for them. But you know, just as you run the last jump, just before you make it into the ship, right? I jumped out, right? And then I jumped out, and it went to the cutscene, right?
Yeah.
And no one got the achievement, and they deleted me from their friends list. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, I heard if you jump out, you don't get the achievement at all. Which is really
and
stupid.
And since I already had it, they're like, oh, you're sabotaging us and you're treating us like shit because you're already gone. I'm like, nah, you know, I was just messing around. I didn't think it'd stuff up your chin.
Also, there's a few other ones that we'll talk about now. You got the normal campaign achievements. So finish second mission, third mission, fourth, blah, 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 blah. And from what I can gather, there are 10 missions. There's no more skull achievements. You can't find any more skulls. Although there still will have skulls that you can like use to get like extra points, which is pointless because they don't have any meta
scoring.
Meta scoring. So that's kind of gay. But talking about scoring, they do have the firefight and
firefight.
Thing.
We haven't talked about the multiplayer yet, have we?
No, we haven't talked about
the multiplayer. No, we haven't even touched that.
Multiplayer is completely different to Halo 3. It's like buying COD from Halo 3.
It is COD. It's ripping off a
Bullshit,
lot of other games.
Bullshit, how is it COD? Just because it has, like, custom abilities.
Nah, custom abilities, classes, stuff like that, ripping off everything else.
Okay,
these
okay.
roles,
name,
these barrel roll things,
COD game
is war.
That has jetpacks.
There isn't one because
you
they're
name one
based
COD
in space
game
and it
that
would
has,
fit.
Armor lockdown.
Can't doesn't exist. There's no arm. There's no armor that can lock
well,
down in a
you.
Call
so
of Duty
game.
So
it's not like COD at
so
all.
It's not. No, it is because the class management system. In fact, it's pretty much like any FPS. Name any FPS you want that has a class based system where you can have a weapon and then you can upgrade everything else.
I played the beta, right? And if it's the same as the beta, it's not the same as COD, as the loadout changes depending what game type and what map you are playing.
And
okay.
Talking about
loadouts and what stage you are in a certain game, like I think generator defense, every generator that gets blown up, you get like more powerful weapons or something.
And that's the same with invasion. So once you go through the first invasion, and then you unlock like new classes and new abilities. So in the first stage, you might just have the
you
DMR
just have two default classes.
Right.
Nah, they got rid of the DMR.
Oh really?
They patched the beta. I'm not sure if they're gonna put it back, but they patched the beta and got rid of the DMR.
Wait,
and I was pretty
pissy
about that.
Just to clear
that.
Things up, the DMR was the 10 bullets per clip, single shot.
Not anymore, it's got 11.
Okay, whatever, the 11 shot, whatever, the clip, X amount
no, they actually
bullets,
added another
single
bullet.
Firing.
It's like, hey guys, you know what's a good idea? We should put another bullet in the DMR.
So it's like, it's still what I'm thinking though, right? It's still the single
it's
shot
still,
one.
It's, and they've changed the design of it a little bit, but pretty much the same.
Fair enough.
In
that case, I'm not interested
in
that.
No, but it
at
is
all.
In the full game, dude.
Okay.
Forge. No, we're done Forge.
Nothing will beat the old style BR. Nothing beats that.
Also, to do with Halo Reach, when it does come out, please look at our Ustream account, which we will post in the description below. And on there, we will have the Legendary Edition unboxing live. We'll also do a 24-hour community game night. Which will be a few days after it comes out.
And I will be doing a Force Unleashed playthrough for those who like the Force Unleashed but don't have
the
money
to
afford
the first one was crap.
For the game. Oh, actually, I hate you, Jane, for saying
that.
It was
that.
So seriously,
bad. It was like...
I loved it. I'm quite a big Star Wars fan, and it was great to see this kind of EU kind of thing. But hey, I can admit that it had flaws and shit up the ass, but still loved it. I'll be having I'm getting the collector's edition for that, so I'll have the unboxing of that, the downloads and everything. And I'll be doing the achievement guides for vast majority of the achievements in that game, or trophies in that game, sorry. And I'll be working on that throughout the entire, while on Ustream, I'll play the entire game for everybody.
Talking about pre-orders, we also are doing, well not doing, but what have you guys pre-ordered?
Tim, may I field this one first?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay, I've got Need for Speed Hot Pursuit, which is fucking amazing. Holy fuck, cannot wait for that game. Force Unleashed 2, like I said. Hopefully my birthday is coming up in October, so hopefully I'm going to get a 3DS, Medal of Honor, and Little Big Planet 2 Collectors, which is fucking cute. If you guys have not seen it, look it up.
What actually happens? You just get like a little.
Have you guys seen what's in it? Huh? It's 7 inches, so it is like fairly long.
So it's a 7-inch doll.
It's a 7-inch Sackboy plush with the bookends, which are going to be shitting awesome. Waste
of money.
Nah, disagreed. It is going to be sweet. So I'm going to get that.
It'll be ironic.
I'm going to get Portal 2.
Like your dog or something rips it apart in like the second day.
Yeah, my dog doesn't do that because my dog stays outside and doesn't come inside at all. So yeah, I've got that. I'll be doing a Need for Speed Hot Pursuit one, like I said. I'm doing the Force Unleashed one, sorry. Like a unboxing and playthrough on the Ustream account. I'll also be doing it with the Hot Pursuit stuff. I'll be hosting a Hot Pursuit game.
Community
like,
game,
you know,
night.
Community event or community game night, whatever we're going to call them.
And that's going to be
but
on the
yeah,
PS3,
hosting,
guys, because...
Yep, I'm on the PS3 because I'm much better than everyone else. No, soon I'm moving out of my actual house with my parents, and I'm moving in with a friend of mine into Brisbane. So I will be able to have his PS3, my PS3 and his Xbox, as well as his PS3 and his PC and stuff. So I'll be playing a lot of fucking games while I'm down there. But, you know, I'll be doing a lot of games and can have a lot of different things. I'll be doing achievements for stuff like that. They'll be posted on our site and achievementhunter.com and stuff like that. Yeah, so Tim, what about you? What have you got?
Well, I've only pre-ordered the Reach Limited Edition.
That's the middle edition. That's not the awesome one.
Yeah, no, I don't mind, because, like, I'm not into all that, like, little figurine. are you going to sit there and play with the figurines rather than the actual game?
Because I am awesome, got the Halo Reach, a $200 Legendary Edition that comes with a 10-inch by 5-inch doll, not doll, figurine.
It's a doll.
No, it's a figurine. Okay, and it's like
you,
a statue,
and, you said
and like
the
and, wait. Listen, how cool this is.
Yeah, you said the Sackboy is pointless. The Sackboy is at least cute and fucking
okay,
plush, so I can
wait,
fall asleep
wait.
With it.
You can take off the guns off the guys and put them on other people. How cool is that?
No, it doesn't matter to me. I don't give a shit.
But
I
it's so cool.
Oh, just quickly, I'm getting the Driver San Francisco Collector's Edition. I'll be doing a community event / walkthrough thing. With that as well, and holy shit, have you guys seen the collector's edition for that?
No.
Oh my god, it has a
We don't care about Driver.
Nah, I hate you. I'm gonna leave the podcast now because you cannot hate
Driver.
Dude, Driver
is like
greatest fucking game. They're taking it back to its roots, dude. They're taking it back to Driver 1. So I'm
I
like,
can phase into other cars on the street. Why? Because I am dreaming.
Yeah, I'm in a coma. He's in a coma, dude. It's not dreaming. He's in a coma.
It's the same fucking thing.
No, it isn't. It's a difference.
Oh, and the science have actually proven that you don't dream while you're in a coma. So
yeah, it's mental subconsciousness activating itself while you're to try and keep your brain
active.
Yeah,
you're like, I'm fucking bored. What am I gonna do?
Because we're not off topic at all.
No, we are not off.
We aren't off topic because this is we're talking about Driver CE because I'm really looking forward to that game and Jaden says he doesn't like it. So
can we move on for the love of God before all the people who are
yes,
listening
all
to
right,
this
move
close
on.
Their
Alright,
you're
interested
turn,
to
hear
your
us,
turn.
Probably.
Come on.
Yeah, go on, Jaden. Go on. Save the podcast, if you will.
Dun, 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 yeah, so Castle Crashers is coming to PSN. Oh Game shit, right. I missed one. Okay, Portal 2. Ah!
That's gonna be great.
Portal Looking 2 forward to that. Oh,
it's
so
gonna
lively.
Be ridiculous. I'm not gonna get past the first level. Seriously, no joke. It's gonna be insanely hard. Like Portal 1 was like, oh look, I finished the campaign, it's all easy and all that sort of stuff, and then like
I bet you they'll still have like a little like test level to start off with, because they can't expect everyone to have gone through Portal 1 and be pros at it and then start off from the same level of difficulty that you were left off at.
No, but they'll do like 2 levels and then just be like, hi, we're back again. But yeah, Portal 2 got a release date announced, and it is, drumroll,
February 9th,
2011, and that is a set date, so they shouldn't change it.
Hopefully they don't.
Oh, Valve never changed their dates.
Oh, you know what they have? One thing I'd like Valve to do is fucking get Episode 3 out. I am sick
Stop
of tired
throwing out all these stupid little crappy piece of crap games like Portal and Left 4 Dead.
Aliens
crap.
Swarm.
Not like, oh
Aliens
my
Swarm.
God.
Aliens Swarm can fuck off.
It's like, hey, look,
okay,
we're going
to
give
fun.
You a free game just to shut you up for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, and everyone's like, yay, this is so awesome. No, it's not shit. Quick, Episode 3. Portal 2. They're just going nuts over it.
Left 4 Dead 3 should be announced soon.
Left 4 Dead 3, I will buy it, but
too bad you can't,
it's probably going to be banned.
Stupid Australian government will ban it. Oh, talking about Australian government, did you guys hear about what they're doing with the App Store?
The App Store of the iTunes App Store?
Oh my god, you are going to cut yourselves deep. Alright.
Okay, what's going on?
The apps and the people who create the apps on the App Store have
the
to
wait,
pay.
So we're talking about the iTunes App Store.
For like iPhones and iPods and stuff. If you do not pay $2,000 to the censorship companies to get it censored, you will not be able to buy it in Australia.
Get fucked.
How
Absolutely.
Stupid
I'm gonna
go
cut
and
myself.
Ridiculous
I'm just
going to
go
is
cut
that?
Myself right now.
No, but like, how, come on. That's like stupid. You're going to shut down Apple.
Ridiculous.
Australia is like the biggest Apple in country in the world, like
not really,
dude.
That's right, they're country. See what I did there? I used the dirty word.
No, none of that, Zaz.
All right, fine. Censor me. Ooh, look at me. I'm a big man. I'm against the government, yet I'm censoring people for saying cunt.
Anyway, so
it's a scientific word. Look it up.
When are you gonna talk about the 3DS?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes. That's right. I'm hoping to get a 3DS for my birthday.
You guys should know.
Wow, that was a quick topic. Move, you're gone.
It's been a long year, guys. Battlefield Bad Company 2 VIP Map Pack 6. You guys heard about it?
Are you sure that's 6?
Yep, it's 6. They've come out with 6 map packs. But it's
stupid. I don't know, people still...
Like, what the
Talk about milking for money, jeez.
Oh my god, it's like, oh my god, we have a new map pack. Too
bad
there's
no
new maps.
Tim, what's even worse is they're free. They're not milking
really?
You for money, they're
no,
milking
they're
you to play
free,
the game
you're not
more.
A VIP.
Because they want you to get, they're free because they're VIP
you have
packs.
To, so if you didn't pre-order it, you have to like, buy it.
Yeah, you have to pay it, you have to pay for it if you didn't pre-order
it's
it, but
stupid,
luckily
but
for me, I...
Anyway, the VIP map pack 6 is coming with like, some new game types, but no new maps. So basically, you'll get the same maps, except new game types for those
new
maps.
New game types. Yeah, yeah, that's what they've been doing the entire time,
but
so
like,
I wouldn't be worried about that.
Why don't they just box it with those map with those game types? Like, seriously, how hard is it just to stick in a few little... Like, it could take
maps.
An hour just to do the whole game.
Oh, look,
what you do
I think
like
DICE
a,
is a
little...
Oh,
okay,
wait.
Okay, this
one. Wait a sec, look.
That,
dude,
and then,
I think...
Jaden. You need to destroy that.
Jaden, I'm going to let you finish, but I'm going to let you finish, but first. DICE has their hands full, okay? I'm going to give DICE a recommendation for a second to stop doing Battlefield stuff. Work on, they're still working on, Medal of Honor, and they've got the Battlefield 3 beta coming out.
Who
and stuff like that. So
me
I really don't think that is.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah, go on.
Medal of Honor is like
balls.
No. I played the beta.
I'm getting it. So.
I played the beta. Medal of Honor
is
reminded
balls.
Me so much of Battlefield. It actually wasn't funny.
It was like, so. All right.
It's the same
the
developers,
beta
so you're gonna get that.
Horrible.
I mean,
absolutely
I know,
horrible.
I wanted a different feel, but it was just the same.
It's
it
the
was
same
like,
and worse.
It was
like
Battlefield,
it's
but
glitchy.
With COD.
It's glitchy. You only get three classes. There's no medic class. You have an engineer class. You have which is a spec ops class. You have a assault rifle class, which is the assault class.
Right.
And then you've got the sniper class, which you guessed it, sniper.
Yep.
But it's like so basic, and it's horrible. Like, I seriously can't believe DICE spent their like a year and a half making this game. It is the worst.
Actually, can we just talk about something
I've
for a sec? Actually,
in, like, the last 10 years.
Guys, can we just make a? I'm just gonna make a side comment / side note here about something. Since we're talking about betas and stuff, I've actually had a chance to play the Need for Speed World beta and the LEGO Universe beta.
You play LEGO.
Fuck you, man. That LEGO Universe beta is going to be fucking epic. I'm actually looking forward to it. That's how.
Yeah, you and like, another like 2 million little 5-year-old girls.
Fuck you. 5-year-old girls are cute no matter what you say.
Yeah.
I may be a pedophile, but hey, I love them little girls.
Anywho.
So tight.
My teacher's listening to this, like, so, okay, I'm gonna edit that.
If anyone who knows me is listening to this, they already know that I'm kind of pedophilic, so they can just fuck off
and
just
like your last girlfriend.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you. That's not funny.
Okay.
Man, she may have been 13, but that's not the
what
point.
What are we talking about? This is
Black Magic Pro.
Oh yeah, Black Magic Pro. Okay. I haven't been able to post up any videos whatsoever for the Xbox 360. I've posted up two for, like, PB Winterbottom. But besides that, I haven't been able to post anything for the 360. That is because I haven't been able to have a capture card. Or a decent one. I do have a capture card, but it's not actually a capture card. It's, like, my graphics card, and it does, like, 180p. So it's just, like, a blur. But,
swallow sadness.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to get one for a,
Anyway, I'm getting the Blackmagic Pro, which is Intensity Pro, sorry. And this basically is PCI, and it does 1080p like crap, but it does 1080i and 720p really well. So I'll be getting that, which is $250, and I'm getting that from. I have the website here.
You don't have to tell anybody because someone else will buy it before you get it.
I've already got it. Like, I'm already getting it. New media. So they're really cool. Or Streetwise, I'm not sure. But yeah, and I should be posting up a lot of videos to do with games on the Xbox and stuff, such as the Reach shit and Magotis.
And hopefully I can. I've just hit a new job, so hopefully I can get some money together and get my own capture card, and I'll be doing the Force Unleashed stuff and aforementioned other video games that I am going to be loving and everyone else can enjoy with
me. Alright, does anyone have it here of an iPhone or an iPod Touch?
Touch.
Alright, I've got an phone. iPhone. You got a phone?
Oh, wait, do you have a 3 or a 4?
I've got a 3GS.
Yep, okay, cool.
Okay, talking about phones and iPods and stuff, are any of you guys thinking of getting the iPhone 5?
I haven't heard anything about the iPhone 5, right. And nor do I care. Right. My iPhone 3 does fine, and it hasn't had an issue. I've never had an issue with it, no matter what. It kind of jumps out of eBuddy once in a while, but I don't really mind that. It gives me a break from all the shit that everyone wants to talk about. It's like, oh yeah, sorry, you have to not worry about whatever they were talking about like 5 seconds ago.
Basically, it's going to come up with a new operating system, which no one knows about, but it will have a proximity sensor all over the screen, so you can use it as like a mouse.
Not a big fan
of that.
That's
so cool. You can use it as a trackpad. So, like, you connect it to, like, wirelessly Bluetooth, connect it to your computer, and then you actually use the iPod or the iPhone 5 as a multi-touch trackpad.
Can I say something for a second?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you finish.
They've already made that. I've had it for about...
No, but it's going to be proximity, so you don't actually have to touch the screen.
Maybe that'll be fairly interesting for video games and stuff. Lay it down and have, like, a game board or something, like, you know, like, maybe hockey or something. Maybe you can extend it, like, so the screen actually recognizes outwards and does it like that.
Oh, like
that would be pretty good, but...
perception. That'd be awesome, depth but, I don't know. I seriously don't see it working. Like, but Apple will get it right eventually, like they always do. Except for the iPad, which was a big fat fail.
Okay, some people disagree with that kind of thing. Too early.
Dude, the iPad was so bad. Like, seriously, anyone who's gotten one is an absolute idiot.
I happen to disagree.
Let's buy a $600 iPod Touch.
Okay, they're good. Okay, what it would be good for is books, movies, videos. Books,
but
movies,
like,
videos.
Seriously,
no.
Get a
books,
fucking
movies,
laptop.
Videos, stuff like that. Yeah, I'd go for a laptop. So easy.
It has
you'd
a
go
keyboard
for a laptop over anything.
Well, the other one does too, but it's like click 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 click.
No, trust me. The iPad keyboard is a piece of shit. It is one of the worst keyboards I've ever used.
And the keys are so like unrealistically spread apart, like a good centimeter between each one. So
okay,
it's like,
but okay, now on the iPhone,
where I think a W is, it's like where the S is, and it's like ooh.
Yeah. Okay. So the okay. So let's get this right. The iPhone, the iPad, we don't like, right?
Yep, hate it.
The keyboard, especially on the keyboards, we don't like those. But the iPod and iPod touches and the iPhones
have an amazing
keyboard. Do we have an issue? Yeah, do you have an issue with that as well?
No way.
Okay, now I've got something to say with the 3G with the 4G update or the iOS 4.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they've got that new lock screen feature.
Yes.
Hey, you can lock it horizontally.
Yep. Oh, you mean vertically?
Or horizontal.
Yeah, sorry. You can lock it in the vertical position. Why don't they have one that can lock into a in the other position?
I know.
I much prefer my phone in the horizontal position, not in the vertical position. So I don't see why they don't have a lock for
I both. Much prefer my women in the horizontal position.
Very funny.
We all know you're gay, Tim. Shut the hell up.
Just
get out of the closet already, for fuck's sake.
Okay. Anyone who's listening to this, which is probably going to be about two people. God. That's so sad. Which will be like all my friends or Zaz's and Tim's and stuff.
That's
anyway,
sad if you've got two.
Yeah, because we all have two friends.
No, but yeah, we're having a community
Tim
game
and I,
night.
Tim and I have half friends, so he can. Well, they make one person, and you have one friend.
I have one friend.
You have a friend. Me and Tim have half friends.
All right. Anyway,
me and Tim are cooler.
So,
we
what
have
were
half
you gonna
friends.
Say, Jen?
Yeah. All right. We're gonna have a community game night for Halo 3, and you're gonna like, hey, Halo 3 came out like 4 years ago. Why are we doing a community game night for that? Well, because Halo Reach is coming out, and we need to practice. Yay! So
you're gonna need practice
we,
at it.
Are we gonna
really?
Have one for
You've
Reach
forgotten?
As well?
Have you,
yes.
Have you like
yeah.
forgotten the controls or something?
2 days after it comes out. So it comes out on a Tuesday, and don't ask why I know that. And it
should we run it on the night of the launch? Aren't you going to the midnight launch?
Yeah, I'm going to the midnight launch.
Yeah, we should run one on the night of the launch as well.
We should
That'd
do. Alright, so we're gonna do one on the midnight launch. So the day it comes out, or the night it comes out, whichever one you want to look at it, and then we're going to do it on the Saturday that follows it. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and that'll go for 24 hours, both of them. So a non-stop poo in your pants action. But yeah,
My
so the Halo 3
bathroom,
community game
bathroom.
Night.
Bathroom.
The Halo 3 community game night is going to be Tim.
What? I'm okay. stumped. I really am stumped. I didn't even know about this.
You didn't know?
No. You don't tell me shit.
Okay. It's gonna be next Saturday, so it's gonna be on the date of the Saturday.
I believe the Saturday, the next 28th
of August, which is not Tim's birthday. It is gonna be Tim's birthday on Monday. Happy birthday, Tim.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
We'll say birthday and send you presents somehow.
Oh, talking about presents, Zaz, you owe me a game on Steam.
Yeah, I know. Soon, dude. Soon. As soon as I get my if I get a credit card or I buy a PayPal account, I'll get you something.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
You
just have to remind me, like, right now, I'm just like, oh shit, that's right, he bought me a game. Fucking! No, I have to get either get a prepaid card or something. And even if I get a prepaid card, it's gonna be used for my mostly for my PSN stuff. So I want a credit card so I can put money onto my PSN account whenever I need it, just so I can have PSN money just to have it.
Next topic. We're gonna be talking about prepaid for Telstra.
I have no clue what you're talking about in this thing.
Alright,
so
I'm just gonna rant about it.
Up.
Alright, so basically, I got an iPhone 3GS 2 days ago, and you're gonna be like, oh, why'd you get an iPhone 3GS? It's so old. I got it for free, so you can go suck my dick. I don't care
Jen,
how old it is.
Jen,
it is for free. Yes?
Jen, I'm gonna finish, but I prefer 3 over 4 anyway.
Can I say something?
What?
Thank you. Alright. I was just gonna ask, Is it the same thing you got for free? Like, you got bloody What was that game you said you got for free, but you actually didn't? You had to give in like 3 or 4 other games.
Oh, ODST.
Yeah.
Which then that shit.
So how
sort of like that? But it was more. It was more like Tim's mom. How she's like sort of for free, but you have to like give up having sex with her.
Dude, come on, that's not funny. You can't bag out Tim's mom. Tim's mom is
that
cool.
That was inappropriate.
Yeah, Tim's
mom's
cool.
Your parents aren't gonna listen to this because your mom's like, I don't like your mom.
Dude, that's not cool. You can't just not like Tim's mom.
I don't
mom.
Like
Tim's
your
mom.
She's scary.
Tim's mom's cool.
Yeah, anyway, let's get off the topic of mothers here and finish what you were saying.
Let's get off your mom. Whoa.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, he got you good there, Tim. Oh man, you're gonna need some ice for that, aren't you?
It's because she's a chimpanzee, isn't it?
Yeah. Monkey balls.
So gross, dude.
So yeah, iPhone.
Prepaid.
PGS.
Yeah, prepaid. So yeah, I got this for free because my brother, he had the white one and it has like cracks on the bottom because of Apple's intolerance to being good. So he gave it in and they're like, oh yeah, here's a refurbished one. So I got the free one and then my brother bought the iPhone 4. Anyway, with the iPhone 3GS, I went out and went to Telstra and said, hey, look, can I get prepaid? And they're like, yeah, sure. And basically what I get is 400 texts per month and then 200 minutes per month. And then I also get $30 a month that I can spend on like data packs. So in total, I get 450 meg, 200 minutes, and 400 texts. But
I must admit, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
How much?
But
how much do you pay
cooler,
that? How much do you pay a month?
30.
Like, so you pay $30 a month, and then you get all that.
Yeah, and not only that, but it also rolls over onto the next month. So
that's pretty sweet.
I can get
like
a gig of memory in like 3 months.
I have to get onto that. That's pretty
it
cool.
It is so good, and it's so well
priced. Who's that
that's
with? Telstra,
yeah. Anyone who's with a plan on an iPhone, get off it.
Since
why?
Since when did you start sucking Telstra's dick?
Telstra is good, okay?
Actually, I'm going to call that one out. Yeah, what the fuck? You
Telstra
just started... Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Telstra
is, like, the bomb. Like,
I'll give you that. I'll give you that one.
Is
Vodafone
so
is just shit
crap.
Compared to that shit. Vodafone is
Optus
terrible.
Optus is the
mine
worst... telephonic company out there. They basically, so if you go into a shopping center, let's say the Glen or Doncaster shopping center or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Give away all of our locations so they can come and rob us. Good work, you tar.
We don't live at shopping centers.
I mean, like they can live in that area and then stalk us home and then steal our shit.
Anyway, that's
they
besides
know exactly
the point.
Where we look.
So your says, local shopping center, you can go there.
Yep. Yeah. Anywho, I gotta stop saying that. That sounds really gay.
Anywho. Yeah, it does sound gay, doesn't it?
Anywho.
That's why you say it, because you're gay.
Anywho.
I'm getting shot.
What was I talking about? Yeah, so if you go into a shopping center with an Optus iPhone, you will not get coverage. Or you'll get coverage, you'll talk to someone for about 30 seconds, and then it'll drop out.
Yeah. My at work doesn't get shit. I tried to check my phone, no bars. It has no service whatsoever. It's miserable.
I think...
Nice, got another trophy.
That is it for the show notes, guys.
That sounds like it. If anyone's got anything else they want to throw in,
I see Crysis 2 up there.
Oh, yeah,
Crysis
2.
Crysis
2. Little lonely...
Little lonely game that nobody's ever heard of.
Processing...
I've heard of Crysis 1, and I played the demo, and that was... Are
you
so delightful?
You played
to look
the
at
demo? My computer died.
I saw a
my computer's like,
yeah,
holy
right
crap, Crysis, pee my pants. Ah!
Are you serious? My shitty, like, 5-6-year-old computer handled that. Not obviously not at full specs, but it looked pretty.
My friend showed me a photo of Crysis 2, and I actually said, wow, where is that on this earth? Because that looks absolutely fucking real.
What?
That was how good it is.
No,
he had
no,
a picture
just,
of this like lake
good
and grass.
It is actually too good that no one can play it.
What is that thing up
I
there?
I will applaud Crytek though. I like them.
I will love. I'm a big fan
it,
of
though?
Crytek.
How did they get that good of like quality in a game, and like make no?
They're
money
just good.
It?
They just are good.
Well, just
I
leave it to
that
them.
Good that they can do it.
If
just,
someone's
yeah
looking for a lifelike game, it's already out. Crysis, I think, is close enough, but. Crysis 2, I'd say they've put the
okay,
benchmark up even higher.
Yeah, there's a new... They're doing... I think it's called Crytek X now. the operating system.
Yeah, the CryEngine. CryEngine and stuff like that.
Yeah, the CryEngine X.
As much as I like the Unreal Engine, you know, I think the CryEngine is quite, you know, desirable to look at.
My brother was doing some developing in it, and it's he screwed up, but it's a pain in the ass to code with, but it's not too bad when it comes to like graphics and that sort of stuff. But yeah, I think that's it.
I don't think it'd be worth it on the 360 though. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get on the 360.
I don't think the 360 is powerful enough to run it. And then desirable.
Guys, I'm just gonna throw this out there. Just a quick demo. Have you guys played any demos or anything recently?
No.
I have played the. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World demo. Yeah, it is actually pretty cool. It's like a really old arcade, like a really really old arcade game. And it is actually pretty cool. It makes sense and stuff. It's really interesting to play and stuff like that. I'd recommend going and downloading it from somewhere, wherever you guys can, and playing it. It is actually quite a good game. I've got it on the PS3. I'm not sure if it's on anything else, though.
It's probably multi-platform.
Probably, yeah. But it is really quite good. I mean, game movies usually aren't, but this is actually pretty interesting. I got to play it. I've played through the entire demo that you can. I played it as Ramona because I just love cute shit, so I played as her, and I really enjoyed it. I mean, it's hard to get into at the start, but once you learn all the controls and stuff, it's quite simple.
Cool. Okay. End of this podcast. We need to finish this up. I need to go to bed. It is like...
Way past
my bedtime, guys. It's like 7:30.
Your bedtime's at 7:30? What the fuck?
No, but I need to eat biscuits, and it takes me a while. Where's my...
La, la, la.
Oh, no, I only have a little bit of a biscuit left.
Okay, look, well, okay, guys, thank you for listening to the show.
If you've listened this far, then we applaud you.
applaud you.
All right, round of applause, yay!
Okay, well, yep, stay tuned for updates on the YouTube channel and the website. Pretty much it.
Read the description below. If you don't, you're an idiot. Okay.
You're actually not an idiot. You're just like, you didn't read it, so you're uneducated for that section.
Uneducated.
Anyway.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Firefight!